2WI. PH2WI. This is the Black River Valley Subnet. I lost my PC, so we'll just call for any check-ins. Is there anyone that can check into the Black River Valley service net? Please call now.
KA2ZNZ, IB.
KA2ZNZ, good evening, Jack. Go ahead.
Well, okay, don't let too much voice there, but it's coming back. And let's see, we're 6.1, we got as high as 7 today, and we're still at wind chill warning for 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, so it's been kind of nasty outside here. Well, even that, grass has come through again, there's very little snow left, only, you know, where plows have piled it and so on and so forth. Yeah, that's about it from down here. 7-3 Steve, and everybody listening on the side there, KA2-Z.
Alright, well, it's 4 degrees here. I think it's gone up a degree. Maybe I opened the door or something. No, that doesn't count. The sensor for this thermometer is not anywhere near here. It's way in the back in the yard. So it's 4 degrees. The high says was 6 and the low was 0. We had a few inches of snow yesterday afternoon. It was clear last night until midnight or sometime after. And we had, oh, I don't know, 4 inches or something. Not a lot. Overnight. And we really had maybe an inch today. It is hard to tell whether it's snow that came down or snow that blew because it's been windy. My wood pile is all snow in it, and I extended the roof out a little bit so that it wouldn't, it would stay dry. It wouldn't have water dripping off the roof. And I used to have tarps hanging down that would keep the, you know, water and the snow out, and I never put them on. And in normal snow, it doesn't matter. Really, just, you know, a little bit on the edges of the wood. But boy, it's all piled in there from blowing. So I'm gonna probably get my cheapy leaf, electric leaf blower, and just blow it out. And I gotta do that before it warms up and melts in there. Anyway, just north of here, there's more in Lowville even. All WS2PJR and Gasterland reported at 8 on the Black River, the Lewis County Roundtable. He said they had 26 in Gasterland. So the lake effect band is pretty sharp. Boonville had an inch as of 1 o'clock when I talked to a station there. Anyway, this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and I'm looking for additional check-ins. Over.
This is KC2OKX. Good evening, Jeff Canastota.
KC2OKX, good evening. How's the weather in Canastota? You probably don't have any real significant lake effect snow down there, do you?
No, actually, we've been pretty fortunate here. I didn't catch your call sign, though. Could I have your call sign again, please?
Yeah, call sign is Kilo Charlie 2 Whiskey India.
KC2WI, KC2OKX. And your name is, this is Jeff, Juliet Echo Foxtrot, Foxtrot. Go ahead.
Okay, name is Pete, Papa Echo Tango Echo. Over.
Okay, Pete, very nice to meet you. Jeff, KC2OKX, Canastota. Yeah, we have 6 degrees presently, winds out of the west, southwest out of 9. Yeah, we were pretty unfortunate. We haven't got any of the lake effect that you guys have got up north there. We've been watching the band through the day. I guess up north there, up to Watertown and down to Adams, Pulaski area, has been getting spanked pretty good there. How much you got up in your area there, Pete? Go ahead.
Well, out of this storm, I don't think if they had a pretty heavy, it snowed off and on yesterday. Actually, the sun was out, you know, sort of it come out a little bit, and then it would snow a little bit, and then it would, you think, oh, here it comes, and then it would be, you know, you see, kind of see the sun a little bit. And around late afternoon, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock, it really started snowing heavy. I was in Lowville at the time, and I'm like, oh, boy. And I had a couple more things to do, but it really wasn't too bad. But that that dropped about 3 or 4 inches. And, of course, if I had gotten out first thing in the morning, I could have gone out and back before it ever really got snowing and, you know, kept the car cleaner, and I had the trailer. But I didn't. But it wasn't that bad. And then it cleared up, and until around midnight, and sometime after that it snowed. And we had, I measured 4 or 5 inches with a yardstick, but I don't really think I made a good measurement. I should have gone out more, and I think it was drifted. I don't really even think we had that much. And in the morning, and then after that it really didn't snow. It was just blowing and drifting, and I see maybe there's a half an inch on the steps here. It's hard to say if it's, you know, new snow that's fallen or if it's just blown around. And it is seems to be snowing a little bit now. So, you know, we could, they're still predicting up to, I don't know, 18 or something. But they predicted that, National Weather Service predicted that last night, and we didn't get it. It stayed north of here. WSPJR in Castleland said he got 26 inches. He measured 26 inches new snow. And, you know, we had maybe 7 or 8.
Oh, 7 or 8 is nothing to sneeze at. 28 to 30 inches is par for the course up there. Man, I don't know how you guys do it. I tell you, it's a struggle at times down here, and we got to clear out everything, but... that's like an everyday occurrence for you guys up north. My hat's off to you. I give you a lot of credit there, Hi-Hi. So, very good there, Pete. Hang in there and do the best you can with what you got there. KC2OKX, back to that.
I don't mind it. I like snowmobiling and I like the winter. What I really hate, I'm getting tired of this, is... you know, again, the National Weather Service, last I looked, is saying 44 degrees and rain, 60% chance of rain on Saturday, which is not as bad as, I don't think it's as you know, as sure thing as the last rain, but that just ruins everything, and it doesn't do any good for, you know, the snow conditions. But the real thing is you really have to get it all cleaned up, because you know a day after that rain, it's going just like it did this time. It was 40-something, 44, I don't know. And 32 or 34 or something at 5 o'clock on Sunday, 44 sometime overnight. And by Monday afternoon, it was down to, you know, I don't know, 25 or 28 or something. And... so anything you don't move, you know, just forget it. And the snow that comes down on top of the water, that definitely turns to ice. I was out shoveling. I was actually out sort of shoveling when a little snow fell, and it was like a sponge. It'd pick up the water, and then I could move it off the puddles in the driveway and stuff. And I actually, it worked out really nice, but it was a lot of effort. If I had a real job... I didn't work for myself. I was in, you know, in the office or whatever. Well, that wouldn't have happened. And a lot of times I'm not here for, you know, I'm working on site or something. And the worst thing is for me, the snow coming off the roof onto the driveway. But the rain. rain is the killer thing for me. We you know, and this 6, 7, or 8 inches was not too much, but yeah, the guys north of us and up on the hill and over on the other side of 81, they're really getting it.
I was watching the news tonight, and they were showing the band. I was watching the local Syracuse station, Channel 9, WSYR, and they were they had a reporter up there, and looking miserable. It brings back memories of old days when they had to drive up through there years ago. I've driven tracks and trailer for my career years ago. I had to drive for various companies and go up 81, go up in the North Country, and remember a lot of times, any time north of Central Square, it was like a whole different area, whole different country. When you had the snow bands running through there. Could be blue skies, sunshine, and nothing going on down here in Syracuse. And as soon as you get up by Central Square and head north, it was like a whole different world there. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in Syracuse. We used to go up and do the a radio communication for the Tug Hill Tourathon back in the from the sort of the mid-80s, I guess, 84, I don't know what year, up through the 90s. And, you know, yeah, you'd leave Syracuse, because we have to leave real early, but you'd leave Syracuse, it'd be okay, and you'd get up, and all of a sudden, Central Square, Pulaski, all of a sudden, man, you just couldn't see 50 feet. Been on the, you know, 81 where we've basically driven off the road because there was no snow, you know, so there was no snow banks, but it was just such a whiteout that you could, you know, you really had to watch. Otherwise, you'd just drive off the road. You know, a couple times we actually had to get off. I mean, you just had to get off 81 because it was impossible to go through Pulaski. The snow banks were 5 feet high, you know. But yet, you'd really in south of there, maybe you know, Cicero or Brewerton even, it was okay. So I know exactly what you're talking about, but usually here in Glenfield we don't get the worst of it. The storms there in the middle of December, we did. This was like right centered. There was more over on Tug Hill, but there was, this was about the line, you know, east-west line of the center of the storm, and even, you know, 20 miles north there was no snow, and 20 miles south there was, 10 miles south there was no snow, so, and even if you went west, even uphill to Brandingham, there was a little less, so that was kind of unusual. We usually don't quite get the worst, but, and we're not getting it this time. It's just north of us. I'd like to see the band swing south about 40 miles and dump a foot or two down in Boonville, Forestport, you know, Alder Creek, get all those snowmobile trails covered, because I'd like to take my usual once or twice a year ride from here over to the Adirondacks to my folks' place in Lake Pleasant, but not this time, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, Pete, there's a whole lot of winter left, so I'm sure that your wish will come true there, hi. things are just so unpredictable. It's all a matter of whichever the way the wind shifts, and sometimes, majority of the time the Tug Hill area gets spanked pretty good. And sometimes the wind shifts enough where down here in this area, you know, Canastota, Rome, east of Syracuse, they tend to get a bit of snow there also, so I'm sure that we're not out of the neck of the woods by any means, and it will happen before winter's over.
Oh, I'm sure you're not. Well, interesting, it's up to 5 degrees, temperature's going up here. This afternoon when I was blowing snow, I could only blow to the north. I mean, if I turned to shoot to the south, it was, forget it, it just could blow back. But the north, you know, so the wind was pretty steady. except where it was sheltered by the trees to the north. And so it must be, you know, that kind of northeasterly flow, and it's getting the northern part of the county and St. Lawrence and Jefferson and not the southern part. Anyway, we'll say 73 to you and see if there's anyone else out there for the net. This is KC2WI and this is the Black River Valley Service Net. Over. This is KC2WI and we're looking for further checkups for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over. Alright, this is KC2WI, hearing none. I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the repeater to other amateur use. This is KC2WI, out.
Pete, it was nice to meet you, and 7-3. Have a good night, have a good week, and try to catch up with you again. KC2WI, KC2OKX, 7-3.
KC2OKX, yeah, nice talking with you, Jeff, 7-3, and check in anytime. We're here most every night. Somebody does the net, and sometimes I'm monitoring during the day or in the evening. It depends if I remember to put a radio on scan, or if I, you know, whether I leave one on this frequency or the Lowville frequency. Talk to you later, KC2WI.
Repeater in use. This is N2KK Alpha Octan. Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic?
KC2WI, no traffic.
KC2WI, I repeat, thank you for signing in. Any others? This is the final call for Austin. Any others wishing to sign in?
This is KJ2Q with no traffic. Over.
KJ2Q got you, John. Thank you for signing in. Any others? Okay, 732. Y'all have a nice night. This is N2KK. I'll returning this repeater to other amateur uses in AMQSY back to 17.